Neil Levesque, one of our political analysts and all-stars, Executive Director, Institute of Politics, St. Anselm College, joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire, the pulse of an age. Neil, and it seems one of the stories going into today is sort of behind-the-scenes pressure on more Republican presidential candidates after Doug Burgum of North Dakota dropped out yesterday morning to kind of drop out to thin this field, presumably to maybe favor one of the candidates who has some momentum. Take it away, Neil.
Well, yeah, so there's a lot of pressure on Chris Christie at this point doing that. But, you know, the truth is that candidates really, you just don't know what the response is going to be as we get towards the voting, whether or not, voters have made up their minds. I mean, when they respond to polls right now, they say Trump. But that doesn't necessarily mean as we go towards the voting where people tend to make up their minds at the last minute, that someone like Chris Christie won't all of a sudden start to take off. So there is all this external pressure, though, from political insiders for him to drop out. And, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy as well. But some of these people, I think they're going to stay in for the long term. Nikki Haley has clearly got momentum. But how much? And how much does she need to overcome? And if these candidates, Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, we saw Borgum yesterday. If they drop out, does that automatically mean that vote goes to Nikki Haley? I'm not sure that that's accurate or true. So we have to wait to see how this pans out.
Mm-hmm.
But she clearly has momentum. But, you know, we haven't really gotten to the point, you know, there'll be other sort of situations, including a debate tomorrow night. Right. You know, you say one wrong thing in a debate, it can change the whole outlook.
I want to come back to the debate, Neil Levesque, St. Anselm Institute of Politics. Let's talk about the Chris Christie and some others. Staying in it in the long haul is different than staying in it through New Hampshire, because you have the caucus in Iowa, the caucus process, and then right after that, Tuesday, January 23rd, New Hampshire's first in the nation presidential primary, 49 days to go. Chris Christie yesterday announced a couple of co-chairs here, someone you know well, former Congressman Charlie Bass, I believe. I don't think he's going to drop out between now and New Hampshire. I mean, it's basically just over a month. Now, after that, who knows, right?
Well, you got to have money, really, to fly in, to do all this stuff. John McCain famously, you know, was on the verge of dropping out and, you know, had no money. He was, you know, flying coach and coming into the Manchester airport with nothing but a little briefcase. The point is that you need money to keep this stuff going, and he probably will say, New Hampshire's my best shot. We'll see what happens after that. Vivek Ramaswamy, though, is a different thing. He's a self-funder. He's worth a lot of money, supposedly, and he can spend money all the way to the convention if he really wanted to.
The debate, the next debate. Give us some Neil Beck thoughts, what to look for. And is it going to move the needle? Take it away, Neil.
Well, Trump is not on the stage, and that's a big deal, because here you have the front runner once again sort of snubbing this Alabama debate. And, you know, it's not on a main news station. I think it's Newsmax or News Nation. I actually get them confused, even though I'm in this business. And try finding that on the news dial.
It's like Thursday Night Football. Amazon Prime, good luck finding it, right? Go ahead, Neil.
I know.
Or the Bruins, when they bury him on some pay-for ESPN channel, like ESPN 5, and I'm like, why can't I watch the Bruins Flyers? Take it away.
Right, and so, you know, if you got to purposely, so you got to be a committed nut, basically committed to politics to be watching this debate, and I'm wondering how many people there are that are going to sort of say, well, I'm not going to watch that Netflix series tonight, I'm going to watch this debate. Because we've already had a series of debates. If Trump was appearing, I think it would be a different can of worms, because obviously he's very entertaining, and I think people would want to tune in to see what he has to say. So he's not on. We will see how many people actually watch this thing. I don't know why it's in Alabama, but stranger things have happened. So, again, you said 45 days until this primary.
49, I think.
Then we have the Christmas break. I don't know. Yesterday somebody dropped a Christmas present off for me, somebody very nice who's probably listening to this program, and wished me, you know, happy holidays. And I'm thinking, well, it's, you know, December 3rd,
mm-hmm.
and you know, so people are already sort of getting in that Christmas mindset.
Oh, yeah, you lose a 10 days.
Tune out politics.
Well, that's why, let's come back to the calendar, Governor Chris Sununu. I would think that the window is getting very tight and near where if he's going to jump in and make an endorsement and try and, you know, make some ripples or waves in the lake as it pertains to a Trump lead, it's any day now. I thought it might be today. I don't think it's going to be. I think it's pretty quiet. I think it could be Thursday morning if Haley has a good debate. But I'm not sure that window is tightening to have an impact.
So he's probably looking at the fact of when is she in New Hampshire so he can make the biggest impact and that debate. And, you know, the thing about Sununu is he works so hard. Poor Valerie, his wife, my guess is that he'll probably be shaking hands on Christmas morning, you know, promoting his candidate. He's not going to take a day off. So I think that he probably will have the biggest impact. There's no doubt about it, actually, on this race. I think that his endorsement is going to convince people because he is such a good communicator and he's very persuasive and his numbers are very good. He's very, very talented politician, using that word in a positive sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that his endorsement's going to have a big impact. You know, if I endorse somebody, I don't think it matters, you know, but I think that when the governor of New Hampshire, who's very popular and a good communicator, and who's a devoted Republican.
Well, it's all about the independents, I think.
Case. It's a good one.
I think it's all about independents. If he targets and goes after independents, campaigns with her for three or four solid weeks, and she has a pack, I think, targeting independents for her, then it maybe moves it some. But we'll see. Hey, Neil, before we let you go, you mentioned early Christmas presents. I don't know. Did you get the one that we sent over here from Good Morning Hampshire, the Pulse of Nature, that shaker bench for your renovated mudroom? Did you get that?
I didn't. I've been looking for the package to arrive. I haven't seen it.
Well, you don't have to
yet.
Put it together because the shaker's always made things very solid. It's for that mudroom that took you 1 month to finish. How does it take a month to do a mudroom?
This is a time of great angst for many people, I'm sure, listening to this program, because every night I go on the internet and say, what am I going to get my wife for Christmas? And I'm totally stumped. And I don't know what to do. And this is trouble.
You know what? You'll figure it out. All right. Thank you. You know what you could do? Take her out tuna fishing next summer and actually don't just mark tuna, actually catch one.
Well, I was going to get her debate tickets, but she turned me down.
I don't think she wants to go. All right. Thank you, Neil.